بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet and upon the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2 of the noble Quran, and now we reached verse 48. Still the address is to the children of Israel. Still the address is for the children of Israel. قال الله عز وجل واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون. And fear a day when a person shall not avail another, nor will intercession be accepted from him, nor will compensation be taken from him, nor will they be helped. So, O children of Israel, seek to protect yourself. This is the meaning of fear Allah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. Seek to protect yourself from this day by preparedness, preparing yourself through obedience to Allah. Since on that day, a person shall not avail another. A person. There is no definition. This is not in the definitive. And it is in the context of negation. Shall not. So it is فَتَكُونُ عَامَّ. So this is therefore general. So no soul shall avail another. Even the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يغني شيئا عن أبيه ولا أمه, cannot avail his father nor his mother. In fact, he, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, stood up to call upon the relatives, the close kin from his tribe of Quraysh, calling them name by name, saying, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, O people of Quraysh, ishtaru anfusakum, buy yourselves, meaning deliver yourselves, la ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. Ya Bani Abd Manaf, O children of Abd Manaf, this is a tribe. La ughni ankum min Allahi shay'a, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. Ya Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, O Abbas, the son of Abd al-Muttalib, لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. يا صفية عمة رسول الله, O صفية, the aunt of Allah's messenger, still addressing them by names, لا أغني عنك من الله شيئا, I can't avail you, I can't save you from Allah's punishment. Ya Fatima bint Rasulillah, Ya Fatima bint Muhammad, O Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, Salini ma shi'ti min mali, ask me for whatever you want from my wealth. La ughni anki min Allahi shay'a, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. This is Rasulullah. This is the Messenger of Allah. No person can avail another one. Although it's natural for man to defend his kins and his wives, however, on the day of resurrection, there is no defense. Rather, it is as Allah said, فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 101. Then when the trumpet is blown, there will be no kinship among them that day, nor will they ask of one another. No kinship on that day that will avail another, nor will they ask of one another. All causes and relations will be gone on that day, and man will forget everything. He will not ask, where is my son? Where did my father go? Where did my brother go? Where did my mother go? Why? Because as in Surah Abasa 37, لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. No one is going to ask for anyone on that day. Man will forget everything. Every man that day will have enough to make him careless of others, as Allah said. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Busy, enough to make him careless of others. Then Allah is telling the children of Israel, after telling them that no person shall avail another on that day, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. Nor will intercession be accepted from him for another person, meaning. And this shafa'ah, which is intercession, means to act as an in-between, intermediary for others, so as to bring some benefit or to repel some harm. This is the meaning of intercession. This is the meaning of intercession. The Prophet's intercession on that day will be for the people of Jannah, of Paradise, to enter Paradise. This is intercession to bring good, and from his intercession to repel evil is his intercession for those who deserve the fire of hell, so that they don't enter it. And for those who enter it, his intercession with Allah for them to leave it, to be delivered out of it. And this is repelling of harm. So on that day, no person will be availing another, nor interceding with another. However, those on that day whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept intercession from them, they are the ones whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not choose and is not pleased with them. However, those
whom he is pleased with, then he accepts from them the intercession after he permits it. And intercession takes place after two conditions are met. Number one, أن يأذن الله بها, that Allah permits it. This is the first condition. And the second condition is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased for the intercessor and for the one for whom intercession is sought. As in 2:255, من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. This is the permit. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission, with Allah's permission? And for Allah being pleased for the intercessor, as in Surah Taha 109, يَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الشَّفَاعَةُ إِلَّا مَنْ أَذِنَ لَهُ الرَّحْمَانُ وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا. On that day no intercession shall avail except the one for whom the Most Beneficent has given permission. This is the condition. And then part of the second condition is, and whose word is acceptable to Allah. And in 21:28, furthermore, we know, وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى. He knows what's before them and what's behind them, and they cannot intercede except for him with whom he is pleased, and they stand in awe for fear of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the conditions of intercessions. Then Allah said in the same verse, وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ, and no compensation shall be taken therein from him. So there is no ransom for something else. In this life we know punishment may be ransomed for an alternative, but in the hereafter there is no compensation whatsoever. And then Allah says, nor will they be helped. No one is to help them then. Because the thing which will lighten the punishment is one of three things. Either an intercession, approved intercession, or compensation, or help. The points of benefits deducted from this verse is the warning concerning the day of resurrection, and this is plenty in the Quran, because Allah says this plenty in the Quran, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and fear a day where you shall return to Allah. On that day Allah describes it in Surah Al-Muzzammil, يَوْمًا يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, that will make the hair of the children go gray. On that day will make the children gray-headed. And from the benefits is that unlike this life, no soul shall avail another on the day of resurrection, unlike in this life. And thirdly, pain healer, yes, there is approved intercession. This Allah will give the Prophet on the day of resurrection. We can detail this at the end, and I can go over this inshallah with you. We mentioned even the hadith earlier, okay? And the hadith of the intercession is affirmed in Sahih al-Bukhari. And in this hadith, it's a lengthy hadith. People will come to Jesus alayhi salam, and he will say, "I am not fit for that," meaning for the intercession. But you would better go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would come to me and I would say, "I am for that." فَيَأْتُونَنِي فَأَقُولُ أَنَا لَهَا. This hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, volume 9, hadith 601. It's a lengthy hadith. I can just go over this inshallah, the points of evidence. The Prophet says alayhi salatu wasalam, "I am for that. Then I will ask for my Lord's permission." Here's the point. The Prophet ﷺ will ask for Allah's permission to intercede, and it will be given. And then he will inspire me to praise him with such praises or praises as I don't know now. So I will praise him with those praises and will fall down prostrate before him. Then it will be said, "O Muhammad, raise your head and speak, for you will be listened to. And ask, for you will be granted your request. And intercede, for your intercession will be accepted. I will say, 'O Lord, my followers, my followers.' And then it will be said, 'Go and take out of hellfire all those who have faith in their hearts equal to the weight of a small ant or a mustard seed.'" So intercession will not avail on that day of resurrection, meaning it will not avail those who don't deserve to be interceded for. And as for those who deserve it, then there's plenty of texts that affirm such an approved intercession, and they are known in the books of hadith and the books of creed. And from the benefits is that on the day of resurrection there is no ransoming or compensation. And on the day of resurrection, no one is to help one another from the rebellion and disobedient. That's why Allah said in Surah As-Saffat, in 37, 25 and 26, "مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ." What's the matter with you? Why do you not help one another, as you used to do in the world? Say, "Nay, but the day they shall surrender." That day they shall surrender. So no one is going to help another, neither these gods of theirs, nor their masters, nor their leaders, nor anyone else. And the next verse, verse 49, still to the children of Israel, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. And remember, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, and remember when we delivered you from Pharaoh's people. And we say Pharaoh people, of course on top of them is Pharaoh, he is from them. Who were afflicting you with horrible torment, killing your sons and sparing your women. And therein was a mighty trial from your Lord. So the children of Israel were weak in Egypt at the time of the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh's people and the Pharaoh were suppressing them, as Allah described it, يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, afflicting you with a horrible punishment and torment. سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, horrible, ugliest, terrible. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, and it came in the intensified form, يُذَبِّحُونَ, for exaggeration, because they killed many, and because of the terrible way of their killings. And it's possible that the meaning is that they may kill of them without slaughtering them, and while slaughtering others. The meaning comprises the horrible torment and the terrible inflicting of punishment and the killing and slaughtering. Not only that, they used to spare their woman, sparing your woman, وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ, meaning keeping their woman alive. Why? Really, they intended to break down their morals. Because when men are gunned, killed, and women are left alone, then the people will be humiliated. Because there is no one to protect the woman. And they will be enslaved to the people of Pharaoh. And this, we seek refuge in Allah from that. من أعظم ما يكون من الإذلال, is of the most mighty form of humiliation. Despite all of that, أنجاهم الله تعالى من آل فرعون, Allah saved them from Pharaoh's people. وأورثهم ديار آل فرعون, and made them take the land of فرعون, as Allah asserted in Surah Al-Shu'ara 26:57, then we take 58, then 59, they are small. فَأَخْرَجْنَاهُمْ مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. So we expelled them from gardens and springs, treasures, وَكُنُوزٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, and every kind of honorable place, كَذَلِكَ, thus we turned them, Pharaoh's people, out, and we caused the children of Israel to inherit them. We read also the similar thing in 44 Surah Al-Dukhan 25-28. كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَزُرُوعٍ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَكِهِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. How many of gardens and springs do they, the Pharaoh's people, left, and green crops, fields, and goodly places, and comforts of life wherein they used to take delight. Thus it was, and we made other people inherit them, meaning the children of Israel, inherit the kingdom of Egypt. And in the end, at the end of the verse we are discussing, verse 49, Allah said, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ, and all of that, بَلَاء, is a mighty trial from your Lord, a mighty trial. بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ, meaning, in the deliverance of your Lord, delivering you from the Pharaoh and his people, it was a great trial, a great test. Why? In order to know who will be from you thankful and who will not. The points of benefit. Number one, reminding the children of Israel of Allah's favor, delivering them from the Pharaoh's people. And from that, reminding the children of Israel of Allah's favor of delivering them from the Pharaoh's people. Secondly, that deliverance from the enemy is a great favor from Allah bestowed And thirdly, making clear the enmity of the Pharaoh's people against the children of Israel. It is said that such killing came after the sending of Musa, of Moses alayhi salam. Moses' mission to the Pharaoh. Because when Musa came to the Pharaoh with the clear signs, Pharaoh's response was, as in Surah Ghafir 40:25, اقتلوا أبناء الذين آمنوا معه واستحيوا نساءهم. The command of Pharaoh was to kill those who believed with Musa, those who believed in Musa, and to spare the woman, let their woman live. And this is also mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf 7:127. سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. The chiefs of the Pharaoh's people said, will you leave Musa, Moses and his people to spread mischief in the land and to abandon you and your gods? He said, we will kill their sons and let live their women, and we have indeed irresistible power over them. Some historians mentioned that this killing occurred before Moses' mission, or even before he was born, and they base it on the following. They say that the priests mentioned to Pharaoh that a child will be born from the children of Israel and your destruction will be on his hands. So he began killing the sons from the children of Israel. And they take of the following verse as their evidence. The historians take of the following verse as their evidence. Al-Qasas. The inspiration of Allah to Musa's mother. أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه ف فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني. And we inspire to the mother of Musa, of Moses, saying, suckle him. But when you fear for him, then cast him into the river and fear not nor grieve. However, this verse is not explicit regarding their opinion. Why? Because she may be fearing for him because of this killing of the sons of the children of Israel, or because of some other reason. So this verse that they use, therefore, is not explicit. Secondly, they make use of another verse, which is 7:129. قالوا أوذينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد ما جئتنا. They said, oh, we children of Israel had suffered troubles before you came to us, and since you have come to us. In this again, there is no explicit proof that the killing was before the birth of Musa alayhi salam, because such suffering does not indicate the killing of sons. And here Pharaoh did not say, we will kill their sons and save their women, except after Musa was sent to him. And that's why Musa said, in response to his people, he said, استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض يورثها من يشاء من عباده. Seek help from Allah and be patient, for Allah inherits the land to whomever He wish from His slaves. So these evidences that were taken by the historians, as you can see, they are not explicit in supporting their view. And the fourth benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the absolute running of affairs that belongs to Him. As to what may be of good to people or may be of bad to them. Because Allah said in the verse, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, and in that there is a mighty trial from your Lord. In His hand is all good, and from Him everything, and in His hands is the kingdom of everything. Then the next verse, inshallah, verse 50, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. And remember when we separated the sea for you and saved you and drowned Fir'aun's people while you were looking at them, when the sea water covered them. So remember, children of Israel, when we separated the sea for you so that you will be able to go to the other side of the sea, to the shore, and saved you and drowned Pharaoh's people. And this took place after Musa and his people exited this path which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them in the sea. Fir'aun and his people came in, and when they, all of them, were in this path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the sea and it covered them all and drowned them all. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ while you were looking. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus 10:92, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So this day we shall deliver you dead body out from the sea, that you may be a sign to those who come after you, meaning a sign looking at you, from the verse we are talking about now. يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ أَنَّكَ قَدْ هَلَكْتْ. They look at you that you are really destroyed from the benefits of this verse. Number one, the harmony of this verse with the previous verses, very fitting, perfect fitting, meaning after Allah the Most High mentioned the oppression of Pharaoh's people upon the children of Israel, Allah mentioned the consequences of such oppression, that Allah drowned them and saved those oppressed and gave them the land of the Pharaohs. And from the benefits, reminding the children of Israel of Allah's favor upon them. And this reminder, as you can tell, it included attaining their deliverance in their safety and removing the harm by the destruction of their enemies. So both were favors from Allah. Thirdly, making clear the perfect ability of Allah Azza wa Jal. This flowing water, this fluid, Allah commanded it to be distinct and separate from its own self. So it parted, and each part was like a great mountain. Another thing is that this path which Allah made became dry instantaneously, yet so many years passed only known to Allah with these paths covered with water, yet instantaneously it became dry, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha about this, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي فَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَ لَا تَخَافُ دَرَكًا وَلَا تَخْشَى. And indeed we inspired Musa saying, travel by night with my slaves and strike a dry path for them in the sea, fearing neither to be overtaken by Fir'aun nor being afraid of drowning in the sea. Some people of tafsir say that in these paths there were holes and the children of Israel were looking at each other through these holes, to comfort each other. And something like this took place with this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, in his book The Beginning and the End, Al-Bidaya wa Al-Nihaya, said that there was no sign in the nations before given to any of their messengers, except that our messenger had something similar like it. Either to himself or to his nation. And we know that the miracles which may be bestowed on the follower of the messenger are signs for him, because it attests to the correct way of following of the messenger, and thus it becomes a sign to the messenger and to the correctness of Sharia. And that's why, from the basic fundamentals, is that every karama, every miracle bestowed on the wali, the friend of Allah, the true friend of Allah, who believe and are fearful of Allah, is in itself a sign for this followed prophet or messenger. And Ibn Kathir gave many examples, rahimahullah, and from that, where the cases where the Sahaba, some of them walked on water, and we mentioned this yesterday during the Battle of Qadisiyah. And this is more profound than the parting of the sea by the stick and walking on the dry part. Rather, some of the companions, by Allah's will, were able to walk on the water. Number 4, the drowning of one's enemy while looking at him is a favor from Allah. Drowning him is a favor. Destroying him is a favor. And seeing his enemy drowned and destroyed in front of his eyes, this is a comfort. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah 9:14-15, قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم وينصركم عليهم ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم. Fight against them so that Allah will punish them by your hands and disgrace them قاتلوهم يعذبهم الله بأيديكم ويخزهم and disgrace them وينصركم عليهم and give you victory over them ويشفي صدور قوم مؤمنين and heal the breasts of a believing people ويذهب غيظ قلوبهم and remove the anger of the believers' hearts. Yes, when man is helpless, nothing remains except the action of Allah. And that's why in the expedition of the parties known as Ghazwat al-Ahzab, the believers were victorious by the wind which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, and the armies which they didn't see. As we read in 33 verse 9, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا وجنودا لم تروها. الأحزاب means the parties, and this is a famous battle that took place against the disbelievers. All who believe, remember Allah's favor to you when there came against you hosts, and we sent against them a wind and forces that you saw not, that is troops of angels during the battle of Al-Ahzab, the confederates. And Allah is ever all seer of what you do. And from the benefits of this verse, the transgression of the children of Israel, despite all these favors Allah bestowed upon them, they were from the most transgressors. And the most in their belying of the messengers, and in their refusal out of haughtiness, from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Seventh benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scolded, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scolded at Fir'aun in that he destroyed him, and destroyed him by the same kind which he used to puff himself with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the children of Israel inherit his land. Listen to this carefully. We read in Surah Al-Zukhruf 43, 51, 52. In Surah Al-Zukhruf 43, وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ, and Fir'aun proclaimed among his people saying, يَا قَوْمِ, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. Look at this. O my people, is not mine the dominion of Egypt and these rivers flowing underneath me? Rivers, huh? See you not then? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ وَلَا يَكَادُ يُبِينُ. Am I not better than this one Musa, who is maheen, has no honor nor any respect, and is weak and despicable, and can scarcely express himself clearly? You see Fir'aun? How did Allah destroy him? Can anybody tell? By the same kind. Where can we find this? Can anybody tell me? His destruction was using the same kind which he used to puff himself with. What was this? Anybody can tell? Well, yeah, well, rivers refer to what? Drowned. Rivers in, this is the point, in the same kind, meaning sea. But the sea is what? The sea is what? The sea is what? Correct answer, but exactly, water, exactly. Not only that, look at the other type now of punishment. Same kind. Allah made Musa inherit his land where he described him despicable, etc. Weak, despicable, scarcely express himself. Allah made Musa prevail and take his land, his land. You see, the same type. Subhanallah. And from the benefits that Allah delivered the children of Israel twice. First, delivering them from the torment of Pharaoh and his people. The second, when Allah parted the sea for them, delivering them from drowning and drowning Pharaoh while they were looking, and his people. From the benefits of these verses is that Allah tests his slaves sometimes with difficulties and hardships, so as to know who amongst them will be patient and persevering, and who else would be complaining. And sometimes Allah tests us with his favors, so that he knows who amongst us will be grateful and who amongst us will be ingrate. And as to the true believer, nothing which Allah decrees, all of Allah's decrees to the believer are good. He looks at them as good, and he believes that they are good. The Prophet ﷺ said, listen, amazing is the matter of the believer. His affair is all good. And this is to none except to the believer. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Got disconnected. Thank you. Yes. With respect to the true believer, all of Allah's decrees are good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, amazing is the affair of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ, his affair is all good. And this is none except to the believer. If he is touched by good, he thanks, he is grateful, and thus it is good for him. And if he is touched by a calamity, he is patient, persevering, and that is good for him. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, amazing is the affair of the believer. From the benefits of these verses is affirming the hikmah, the wisdom to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In all that which he decrees regarding his creation. So Allah is Hakim, is wise, all wise, in his decrees and in his legislations. And that's why we can tell that it is impossible that Allah legislates something in vain, or for play, or that he decrees something in vain or for play. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dukhan 38:39. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ, and we created not the heavens and the earth and all that's between them for mere play. مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, we created them not except with truth, to examine and test those who are obedient and those who are disobedient, and then reward the obedient ones and punish the disobedient ones. But most of them know not. You see, however, the wisdom behind Allah's decrees and actions and legislations may be hidden from us sometimes because of the limited nature of our comprehension, or because of our neglect to look for the wisdom. But this should, in any case, this shouldn't prevent us from having complete faith in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees and legislates, because He is the one qualified with all wisdom. And from the benefits of this verse is that the tests of Allah differ. The tests of Allah differ, vary. Some is easier than others, and some is easy, some is great, momentous, all as necessitated by Allah's wisdom. For He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may test those who have little patience and those who give little thanks, test them easily in accordance with their conditions. And He may test the one who is strong in faith and who persevere, is strong in perseverance and in giving thanks, with great testing, all fitting his condition. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, describing the prophets, he said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Most of men who are subject to intense testing are the prophets. Then the like. And reality is a witness for that. That the testing of the prophets is far more greater than the testing of those who are lesser in degree. From the benefits, in these verses there is a response to those who are seduced by the might of Allah's enemies nowadays. They are deluded to the degree that they believe that we can have no victory over them. You know, even if you tell them that if we return to Allah and to His religion truly, then we will be victorious, no matter how much these enemies are strong, they will look at you and tell you, well, you know, what is this? Making fun of you. We tell them in response, look, ponder how this sea became instantaneously a dry path for the believers. And Allah parted it, making 12 ways in one strike by Musa's stick. by Allah's leave. And the masses of water went either side like mountains. And Allah drowned the enemies of the children of Israel while they were looking at them. Also ponder more. What happened to the people of Ad? Allah took them by the severe wind. What happened to the people of Thamud? The people of Salih, tribe of Thamud, were taken by the cry and the earthquake. So if we are really truthful with Allah, then Allah would prepare for us the means of victory, means which we would never think of. And this brings the end of tonight's class on the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we have covered up till verse 50. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.